Do you hate menu planning? Is it the task that you procrastinate, that you wish you didn't have to do, that you feel like you're just missing something that would make it work? Why is it so hard? Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret I've learned after 20 plus years of homemaking that will help you not even need a menu plan at all. Hi, I'm Misty Winkler from Simply Convivial. I'm a wife, homemaker, and homeschooling mom. So I have lots of experience fixing food and feeding people for decades now. And I've tried so many schemes for making it easier. In fact, one of the first things that I put online more than 10 years ago was something called Simplified Dinners. And I still teach a similar method today. This simplified pantry method makes menu planning less complicated. It makes it faster. It makes it much more realistic and workable with our actual family schedules and life. Because all the food bloggers out there can make beautiful posts full of great pictures. We can bookmark so many things, and we are not any closer to having an actual dinner plan for today, much less for the week to come. Sometimes there's just too much information for menu planning. So let's talk about how to reduce the information and how to go about getting dinner on the table without a menu plan. Grab a basket of laundry to fold while we dig in. It is so easy to waste time menu planning. We have piles of cookbooks, gobs of saved recipes, so many saved ebooks and courses and different things promising to tell us how to make the magic of a menu plan happening. And yet we feel no closer to knowing what's for dinner tonight, much less 3 days from now. Are we menu planning failures? Is there a better way? Are we missing something? Maybe we have made our food choices just too overcomplicated. We're overthinking it. We're daydreaming of cooking that is fast and completely nutritious and healthy and beautiful and all the time spent on food blogs or inside cookbooks makes us think that this is possible. We can pull off a menu plan that takes everything into account and always comes in under budget. And so we spin our wheels and never actually get a menu plan put together because we've set too many aspirational goals into the whole process. So let's take a step back from all the idealized hopes and dreams that we might have about what dinner should look like or could be and pull back to the basics and say we want a family dinner that we can eat together and enjoy, and that's about it. Let's keep it within our budget and let's not make it an elaborate production every night of the week. To make regular family dinners happen, you don't need an elaborate menu plan, and you might not even need a menu plan at all. Instead, you need three things. First, you need a list of family favorites. That's right, you should not be browsing the internet or paging through books when it comes time to decide what's for dinner. This is not the time. We want to make our own collection of our family's go-to meal items. And if we don't know what those are yet, then let's put it together. Ask your kids, ask your husband what their favorite dinners are. Write them out. Write out the dinners that are easy for you to make, that you're practiced in. Or maybe make a list of 2 or 3 different dinners that you would like to practice regularly so that you do get faster at making them. What would you like to become family favorites if only you made them a bit more frequently? If you have a list of, say, 10 to 12 go-to family favorites, then you have a solid starting point for dinner, for knowing what food to buy at the grocery store, for knowing a go-to plan when you don't have the brain power to be creative in the kitchen. When we repeat dinners, we're not being uncreative. We're being considerate of our family, and we're actually building memories. Because when we repeat dinners, those do become the family standards that our kids will remember. And they won't remember a one-off dinner, probably, unless it was maybe extra terrible. But dinners that they have multiple times over the course of years become the family staples that they would then ask their wives to learn how to make when they're out on their own. So begin your own collection of family favorites and slowly build it out. It's a list to keep iterating, not something that you have to pull together and get exactly right and complete today. It's a starting point. And it's a helpful go-to resource when you don't want to spend brain power pulling a brand new meal plan together. Another item that's super handy for just getting family dinner on the table consistently is to have themes for different days of the week. Now, maybe it's not every day of the week that gets a theme, but at least a few of the nights of the week should have some kind of go-to container. This is where we get the idea of Taco Tuesday. What's for dinner on Tuesday? Tacos. It's just easy. They go together, tacos and Tuesday. It's alliterative. How could they not go together? And tacos have a lot of variations. That meal could look very different. It could feel different, but you have something that you know that you're going to do the day before, even the week before, and most importantly, the day of. You know, you pull out tortillas, pull out some meat, slap some cheese on there, and you've got your family dinner. Taco Tuesday. I mean, tacos are great, but really, it's about having the go-to dinner more than anything else that makes Taco Tuesday so great. So why not do that with other days of the week? Like every Monday we have chicken. It's not alliterative, but it still works. Then you know that you're pulling chicken out of the freezer that day. Or maybe you know that you're going to have a busy day on Wednesday or Thursday, and so that's Crockpot Wednesday. There are all kinds of dinners that might go into the Crockpot, but you have a starting place. You've eliminated some options and narrowed the field down to, what can I put in the Crockpot today? And just having that little head start on the plan is so helpful when it comes to putting a family meal on the table every single day. And the third thing that you need to do to get rid of an overcomplicated menu plan and just make it a normal thing to pull together a family dinner is to have some consistent dinner routines, some consistent kitchen routines. What makes meal planning and dinner preparation so complicated is that we often feel like we're starting from scratch. We don't have go-to skills or processes in place. But when we use deliberate practice, we speed up our process. And so the whole job overall feels less overwhelming. Even while you're thinking about what's for dinner, you can start chopping an onion, because that's probably going to be a base of the meal, right? So you can be then making progress even while you're still thinking things through, even while you're still looking at your fridge and wondering what you can pull together. That's okay to do. We just need some base skills to be able to pull together a dinner from what's in our fridge and pantry. And that's what this whole series is going to be about for the next couple of weeks, is how to have those skills and also the supplies on hand to just be able to pull together a consistent family dinner without an elaborate menu plan that's full of exotic ingredients, one-off ingredients, and brand new processes every single time. One of the tools that I have found helpful and that many ladies in our Convivial Circle community have found helpful is to start thinking about having a menu strategy instead of a menu plan. Sometimes we've let the idea of a menu plan become so elaborate and so complicated that we just hit a brick wall as soon as we start thinking about it. And if we just change up our terminology, we can open up our creative thinking, our problem-solving ability, and do something different than the menu plans that you might see in a magazine, the menu plans you might buy off of a website already done for you because it just seems so hard to pull together. Let's just have a meal strategy and make having family dinners normal and not stressful. Stay tuned with me on this series. The next video is going to be about what a meal strategy is and how to pull together your own on the fly. I also have some great helps and shortcuts to help you think through this process, including a yes, menu plan template that includes a place to choose themes for your day, and also a master pantry list that can help you get started having basic ingredients on hand so that you have what you need to pull together your family favorite meals. So you can find those free downloads in the description below or go to simplyconvivial.com/pantry. And then go ahead and click over to the next video and learn about a menu strategy.